Officials at Churchill Downs in Louisville are reviewing photographs of last weekend's Kentucky Derby to determine if the jockey riding the winning horse held a prohibited device during the race. A decision on whether to depose Funnyside as the Derby winner will be made this week. Reversing the outcome would deprive Funnyside the distinction of being the first gelding since 1929 to win the Run for the Roses. And it would disappoint essayist Alfred Lebrano, who hails Funnyside's win as a heroic achievement accomplished without testosterone.
Let's face it, people these days are getting a little tired of studs and stallions who bellow, snort, and throw their weight around. The big wheel may be turning back to what singer Christine Lavin calls the time of the sensitive new age guy. Funnyside does it all on heart. Actually, he has no choice, since someone took much of the rest of his equipment. He was gelded because he was born with a testicle in the wrong place, which affected his running, but that makes him all the more admirable, don't you think? He is, the Louisville Courier-Journal says, the hero of Castration Nation, a cut above the rest. What makes Funnyside cool is that he's going to keep working at his job. While other Derby winners have bolted for the quick cash-out and left the track for the lucrative breeding shed, sort of like GE or Enron executives floating off on golden parachutes, Funnyside won't have any reason to go there. So, he'll probably continue running, grinding it out, race after race. It's a lesson for all us guys. A different way to be a man. On our horse farm in South Jersey, my wife has most of the boys neutered to calm them down. Geldings are humble. They cannot reproduce themselves and are the genetic end of the line. Geldings are manageable. They do not get into a frothing man sweat when a female is close by. There's an eternal question horse owners ponder. Whose life is better, a gelding's or a stallion's? Stallions get to have sex occasionally, but they live separate lives from the herd, a hard exile. Geldings can't have sex, but they get to hang out with friends all the time. At our place, the gelding Altair has developed a crush on a young mare named Bella. My wife says it's pure romantic love, unsullied by male hormones. Myself, I feel a little sorry for the guy. It's a bittersweet courtship, really, with poor Altair brimming with feeling he can't fully express. But, like Funnyside, he's teaching me something, that a man is more than his parts. And, of course, to stay away from the veterinarian when she comes calling.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ann.
Alfred Lebrano is a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer.